I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recently, a British Parliament group presented a report calling out 27 countries for religious freedom abuses. India was one nation on the list. Hindu nationalists in India often use intimidation tactics and anti-conversion charges to suppress minority Christians. This hostility can get worse, leading to and following Christmas time. Floyd Rowell with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
in India, that would be the opposite in many cases, especially in the rural areas where Christians will usually lay low and worship very discreetly and quietly and celebrate with their family members in a very low-level way.
Would you ask the Holy Spirit to spiritually encourage our Indian brothers and sisters year-round? And we're going on day two of Urbana 18, a triannual student missions conference in St. Louis, Missouri. Mission Network News has a team on the ground, along with ministries like Mission Aviation Fellowship. MAF uses aviation to reach people in the hardest-to-reach parts of the world with supplies, aid, and the gospel. Chrissy Rask with MAF says they're looking for young people at Urbana to help join their ministry. Positions range from pilots and aviation mechanics to IT technicians and more.
I think we have a unique niche in the world of missions in that this is an avenue where God can use people with those technical giftings to place them in a place where they would have entree into the lives of international people that might not otherwise have a connection to the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.